Great to have your company on this Monday, this September the 20th, the day after the Brownlow medal. Mark Leishman, by the way, is in the outright lead in the Fortinet Championship at 15 under. He's 7 under through 14 holes. That is great news, but we're talking Brownlow, and last night was a huge night for the Port Adelaide Footy Club. It was a huge night for the Wines family. It was a huge night for Echuca Wispy. I tell you what, I think there's some restrictions going on as to how many people you can have into these premises in Echuca. Had that not been the case, Echuca Hotel, Dave Kennelly would have been, he would have had the truck backed up. It would have been a massive night. I'm not sure what took place, but he's been good enough to join us, the publican, the hotel owner. Dave, welcome.
G'day, Gary and Tim. How are you going?
Nice to talk to you again. And how did you go last night? I think you're under pretty severe restrictions as to how many you can have in the pub.
Yes, unfortunately, we're open in regional Victoria, but yeah, 10 inside, 20 outside, so it doesn't make for a big celebration, but certainly on what happened last night, everyone in Echuca is over the moon with the result. It's fantastic.
They'd be going nuts. You had a fair Cornella. You had Clayton Oliver in there as well, so you had two real-life chances all the way through. So just give us some sense of the Wines family, Jane and Tony and the family, just such a popular family. I mean, what's it mean for Echuca?
Oh, unbelievable. And as Ollie said last night, he's very much a family person. So when he comes home, they're a solid family unit that do everything together. And, you know, in a small community like we are, we've, you know, every family knows each other. The Wineses and the Olivers, they're all sort of well known to each other. And we've known the boys since I was born. So it's fantastic to see Ollie standing here last night. And, yeah, it was just unbelievable. So I'm sure Tony and Jane were very excited last night without being able to celebrate with everybody at this stage.
Hey, Dave, what did you have set up there last night?
To be honest, Tim, not a lot because of the restrictions. Like, we can only have 10 inside. So literally we had, you know, a few fellas having a beer watching and the 20 outside. We had a TV outside and that's about all we can do. You can't push the limit. So it is what it is. So we just, myself, sat home and around the fire and watched it and had a few beers celebrating. It was good.
And did you see these two boys play as juniors?
Yep, both the boys, very much so, yep. Like Clayton went to Maroopna early days, but certainly Ollie, and then through the systems, we know we don't see a lot of those boys when they're good, but yeah, certainly watched both boys come through.
It's been a really rich breeding ground for footballers over the years too, hasn't it, that local area?
Oh, in particular the last few years, like we've probably got four or five in the system now, which is great, and as you know, it's a lot of hard work, so to see them achieve what Ollie did last night was fantastic.
And Dave, did Ollie, he went off and played with the Bendigo Pioneers, I think, but did he come back and play some senior footy with the Echuca?
Yeah, the last year, like obviously his top age 18s, he then came back and played in the finals for us. And then obviously got drafted and we didn't see him again, but certainly he played a few games for the seniors in the end of his top age career, yes.
He wouldn't have been out of place there, given the size of him. I was lucky enough to coach him in when he was in the under-16 state team, so he was a big lump of a lad then. He wouldn't have been out of place at senior footy at that age either, I wouldn't have thought.
No, his first couple of games, he got away with it, and then all of a sudden the opposition realised this kid could play, and they tagged him up for the, you know, his second or third game. They were well aware of him. So, yeah, he was certainly not out of place in with the big boys, that's for sure.
Talking to Dave Connolly, the Echuca Hotel
Canally, owner. Canally, Wispy.
Oh, Canally.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. Well, very fine footballer himself in the day, let me tell you, for the back there in the Goulburn Valley.
We're talking to Dave Canally. Hey, Dave, you're the mine host at the Echuca Hotel. Do you put a bit of extra salt on the peanuts?
We're doing it. We can, Tim, at the moment to get anyone in there, I can tell you.
Oh,
it's been a pretty lean 18 months. So it is what it is.
I don't know. Garrity was mine host in Richmond there for a period of time, and he said they used to put enormous amount of salt on the peanuts and had the desired effect too.
According to Woodsy, I don't think he gave much away at all, to be honest.
It's an old Graham Richmond trick. Hey, tell me this too. So from a Goulburn Valley, the Goulburn Valley Footy League obviously is one of the premier leagues in the state. Coabram have done so well in recent times, but am I also led to believe that Echuca were very much under Andrew Walker in the, and Ollie mentioned Andrew Walker, came down to Carlton and was one of his heroes, but very much in the frame to win this year's premiership as well until the season was called off?
Well, we won't go as far as win it, Gaz, but certainly we were on top of the ladder and looking pretty good. So we've been in that top echelons for a few years now, and unfortunately with the COVID, everybody hasn't had the opportunity to do it. But yeah, we're certainly all five sides are on top of the ladder, so that was good, and a few of the netball sides as well. So, and Andrew's done a great job since he's come here, and ironically, when Ollie sort of uses him, his idol, as he grew up, that Andrew's jumper hangs one side of the bar and Ollie's is the other. So it's quite a local front bar at the Echuca Hotel for sure.
Absolutely sensational. And he did win, was it 5 kegs or 10 kegs for being best player through a Fox footy promotion as well?
Well, yeah, it was 10 kegs. You presented those, which was good. And then he come home in the summer. We had a chat about what to do with them because obviously they're not our kegs. They're Ollie's kegs. And he's going to one day, if we can ever get together as far as a footy club, we're going to have a sort of a day of family day and do a bit of a fundraiser with those kegs. So Ollie's very generous in what he's done. So as he is a person, a great person.
I might have pulled a few strings there, so I don't expect to pay for a beer when I'm in the area. Dave, thanks very much when we're down there in Echuca.
I'm sure I'll share you one, Gaz, if you want to drop in one day.
Hey, mate, it is Shady. Great. We love, I've got, as you well know, anyone that comes from up that way is going to be enormously well supported. And to see it all unfold last night with a couple of Golden Valley boys very much in the mix, it was exciting to watch, and I'm sure it's going to be a really exciting week for everyone there in Echuca. So well done, mate. Enjoy, and hopefully things open up for you over the summer months.
Yep, we can only hope. We have a Cronulla with Clayton winning the premiership this weekend, so it'll be fantastic. A Brownlow and a premiership, hopefully.
Well, that would be a magnificent result. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Pretty excited about that, guys. Thank you. See ya.
Good on you, Dave.
Hey, Dave Canelli here for Build Exact. Register for a free Build Exact demo. Get a $50 Dan Murphy's gift card. Head to buildexact.com.au. If you're in Echuca, Wispy, I know right now you can't.
No.
The Echuca Hotel, absolutely magnificent down there.